Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, Up the Airy Mountain.
Oh, heavenly. Thank you, God, for this beautiful day. Hello there. God be with you. I think you've made a wrong turn, dear.
What a choice of words. I'm not the only one who's made a wrong turn.
This garden is out of bounds. I'm so sorry. If you want to speak to someone, you have to ring at the main door.
Why is that?
Oh, any of the sisters who made a vow of silence or need a space to talk to God, do it in this garden. And get a spot of gardening done while they're at it. Idle hands and all the rest.
The devil's work. That's the rest of it. Fitting.
I don't follow.
Seeing as you're all devils.
Oh, I see. You're very angry. I'm going to go back into the convent now.
Hessen the book, like you all do. Just shove the danger to another parish.
I'm not in charge, so I can't really speak on behalf. I'm going to go in.
You will not. Come here.
Oh, you're really hurting my arm.
So it's only your own pain that matters, is it? Not a care for anyone else's.
Oh, I care very much for your pain, but I wonder if you'd like to talk to someone else.
Do you care for my son's pain? I doubt it, because none of you do. I can't get a straight answer. Just keep fobbing me off.
I'm not in a position to... I shouldn't be the one that you have to talk to. Ow!
I've always been a religious person. Always put the church above everything. And then Father Michael came. I sent my son to be an altar boy. I sent him. Father Michael had been moved along from somewhere else.
I understand. I understand you.
You just moved him along. And look what he did to my beautiful boy.
I'm so sorry that happened to him.
No, you will be. You will be, you bitch. Oh!
Hey, stop it. Stop that now.
All you animals hiding under the disguise of religion. The nuns used to give me the ruler in school. You're all a pack of perverts.
Out. Out before I call the guards.
I'm going to haunt you. How can you look at yourselves?
Are you all right, Sister Clota?
Yes, Reverend Mother. I understand why she did it. I can only imagine that...
Oh, you're too soft, Clota. Get up, fix yourself, and follow me in. The young one is here. And lock that gate, would you?
Hello there.
God be with you.
Oh, and you.
Sit down, Clota. This is Sister Grace from Cork, the one with the plans.
I was looking forward to meeting you. Thank you for coming to help us.
Oh, you aren't the first. I've done it before.
As we've heard.
So, Reverend Mother, as I was saying, I think you need to be plain old Teresa for the purposes of our plot.
Don't use that word. It makes it sound like we're up to something.
We could use army jargon. Operation Win 'em Back.
This is ridiculous.
Oh, no, Reverend Mother, please. I think it's a great idea. Do listen.
It's Sister Teresa, no?
That's deception.
But your name is Teresa.
Oh, I just noticed your nose is bleeding. Are you all right?
I just got a slap from a parishioner.
Well, haven't I come at the perfect time?
What do I do?
You talk, of course.
Who do I address it to?
No need to be so formal. Relax. The more relaxed you are, the more relaxed listeners will be.
You know what's the wrong way to make someone relax.
Tell them to relax.
Right, well, I'll never be marrying Finucane, but I'll give it the old college try.
Good woman yourself. Try and be as factual as possible.
Hello. Today is August 15th, 1999. It's a Thursday.
Okay, moderately factual. You sound like the talking clock.
Oh, right. My name is Sister Clodagh, and I'm from the parish of the Blessed Mystery in Dunvanna. A lovely spot. Well, I'm speaking to you today with some exciting news. We're planning a very special trip in 3 days' time on the August the 17th. Oh, blast! It's 2 days' time. Mm.
I can edit that out of the recording. No worries. My word! You're a natural. Clodagh, you'd be the voice of the church.
Oh, now. Don't let the Reverend Mother hear you say that. You'll be done for blasphemy.
I think you mean Teresa.
That's the one.
If we use language like the Reverend Mother and the like, it's a bit imposing. We want to come across as human, relatable.
We're just scary women in black dresses now, I suppose.
With everything that's going on.
Oh, I can't blame people for how they view us, to be honest. But what do you think of it all?
Let's not get into it. I'd prefer to focus on the job at hand.
I understand. Right, now. Hold on, I'll do my smiley voice again. Some of the sisters and I are planning a very special pilgrimage up Slieve Giora in honour of the Feast of St. Joan.
Will it throw you if I ask questions? I can edit them out later.
No. Sure, if it sounds conversational, that might even be better.
You're a pro. A pro. So, is it a well-known pilgrimage spot, Clodagh?
That's Sister Grace speaking there, listeners. Actually, Grace, the last record of this particular pilgrimage was over 70 years ago. Now, there's a particular thing associated with this pilgrimage. It needs to be done barefoot. So let's see if us hardy women are up to the task.
Brilliant. Well done. I have to do the same with Teresa now. I expect that's going to be a bit more of a challenge warming her up.
Oh, that's terrible. Grace, thank you for this wonderful idea.
All the glory belongs to God.
Do you think this'll work?
I certainly hope so. A series of nice little documentaries on the radio featuring friendly nuns. We all have to do our bit to win back the public in the light of all these terrible stories in the news.
Oh, I hate that our parish has become synonymous with Father Michael and what he did to those.
I have to be honest. I've never heard of this particular pilgrimage. Does that make me a terrible nun?
Not at all, sister. It actually took me a while to find it. I had to do my research.
And of course, the pilgrimage had to be barefoot.
Oh, I specifically looked for that.
Why?
I think the public would like to see us suffer a bit.
As some kind of punishment?
As some kind of punishment. Oh, well, I better get used to that.
Sister Clodagh?
Reverend Mother, you're very quiet.
You'd better start calling me Teresa. Get in the swing of it. I see you're getting in the swing of walking barefoot. Are you bleeding?
Only the tiniest bit. Nothing like the pain Jesus went through for our sins.
Quite. No need to be a martyr now, Clodagh. It changes nothing by putting yourself through physical pain.
Teresa, Did the guards speak to you about Father Michael when the accusations came about?
They didn't speak to me at all.
I don't understand.
You don't need to. Curiosity isn't a virtue. Father Michael is dead now, anyway. Cancer is a horrible thing. All you need to do is pray for him.
I'm praying for everyone.
Aren't you marvellous? Did you lock that gate? I don't want that woman backslapping anyone else.
I did lock it. Isn't Sister Grace's idea wonderful?
We don't want to give her a swelled head. She's flighty enough. I'll be surprised if she completes the novitiate training. Come on now, the van is here. Change out of your habit and into your hiking gear. And put on your shoes. No need to be giving the driver a show.
Can I help you, Sister Grace? Oh, no. The equipment is very light. Just this recorder here. My bag is near empty. Just a spot of lunch. Leaving room to pop my shoes in.
Leave your shoes in the van, sisters. No temptation to put them on if things get tough.
I would never.
Just throw them in the van there.
Yes, Teresa.
The sooner this is over and you can start referring to me by my proper title, the better.
Ow! Ah! Well, there's my first injury and we haven't even started.
People do this all the time and we're not the only barefoot pilgrimage. You'll just have to bear it.
Usually those people have a well-worn path to follow. We're just tramping through grass and twigs.
And mud. That'll be nice on the feet, though. Sure, we'll be down and all just after it gets dark anyway.
There we are, James. Be back around 9 p.m. If we're going, let's go.
I lead the way.
You'll have to. You're the one that has searched the route.
Oh, I'll get the recorder out. Teresa, why don't you tell us a little about the parish and do it with a smile? Ow! There's another one. My feet are in ribbons.
Oh, I'm sorry for you, but if it was easy, it wouldn't be a pilgrimage.
I don't think I've ever walked up a hill so steep. There's sweat dripping off my nose. And I'm absolutely getting eaten alive by these midges. Great choice, Clodagh. What have you got to say for yourself?
Thank you, God, for the heat.
Don't know if I'd be thanking anyone first. Oh, it's so heavy.
Could you both be quiet for a while? We should be praying in our minds.
Are you all right, Teresa? Your face is very red.
I asked you not to talk.
She has to talk, Teresa. We're making a radio programme.
You're not recording.
I was just about to.
Sister, it is quite clear you are doing this to defy me.
We came to make a documentary. That is the point, Teresa.
I will ask you to speak to me with respect.
Oh, please, don't argue on such a lovely day.
Sister Clodagh, our conversation was of no business of yours, so your interjections are the height of... What is it, sister?
I stood in something wet. There's blood on my feet. Oh, no. It's an animal. I've stood in an animal. Get it off! Get it off!
Oh, here. Use some of this grass.
That's what I am doing.
Saints preserve us. It looks like a deer. What's left of it? It's been savaged.
And I've stepped in it with bare feet. I don't think I'll ever feel clean again.
Here, I've a little water left. You've used it all.
I have some left, Clodagh. We can share.
Where did a deer come from? There's none on this hill.
Maybe from the forest over that way. Oh, the poor thing must have dragged itself all the way here. Oh!
What?
There shouldn't be a forest.
Clodagh, don't you dare say it.
Oh, Reverend Mother, we must have gone off course.
It's Teresa?
Sorry, Teresa.
Well, this is fantastic. I'm sitting down.
There's no time if you want to get to the top and back down before night.
There's time. Do you want some of this water?
Yes, I do.
Save a little?
For what? I think we should head back down.
We will not. We get to the top. That was the aim.
The top of what? If we're not even going in the right direction.
Wait. Let's do some recording.
Here. You do it. Just talk into the mic.
That's your specific job.
Reverend Mother, please. I mean, Teresa, please. I don't want any angry voices to be picked up on this. It ruins the point.
Well, have it your way.
Hello all, Clodagh here. Just keeping you up to date with our progress. We've taken a slight detour, but the pilgrimage continues and the sun is shining. I'm sure a few of you may be wondering, what is a pilgrimage? Well, it's a journey for a purpose, perhaps going to a shrine or sacred spot. And at the end of it, a person can undergo a spiritual transformation. You should offer up prayer or thanks as you walk. Offer it up to God. A bit of exercise is good for the soul also.
You're so upbeat. It's ridiculous.
I'll turn it off until you're ready.
I told you before, I can edit all of this out.
Just edit the whole thing out then. Record us in the garden when we get back down.
I'm turning it back on now. Please remember the reason why we are doing this. At the very top of Slieve Diora, there is a beautiful little shrine.
I don't even know if we're still on Slieve Diora.
At the very top of Slieve Diora, there is a very old shrine to Our Lady, possibly fallen into disrepair, but still very special nonetheless. Now, as I said earlier, the last recorded pilgrimage to this shrine was over 70 years ago. A very long time indeed. Back when our parish was just a little nipper. Well, a small group of parishioners took photos of the spot, and it's just heavenly. I found the photos shared online, which I will post to our parish website. So make sure to have a look, and while you're there, you'll see all the great activities we've planned for the months ahead.
We never discussed what killed the deer.
Maybe it was a dog, belonging to a farmer.
Or maybe it was people.
Right, I'm going back down.
But we've been walking for hours, sister. We've put so much work in already.
You don't know where you're going, Sister Grace. We're continuing to the shrine.
You can't force me to keep going.
Go back on your own, then. You can leave that recorder, though.
Fine. How much farther?
I'm not sure. Oh!
What now?
I just felt a drop of rain.
How can we still be going? I feel unwell.
Sister Grace, can you slow down?
No, the quicker up, the quicker back.
This could be a good spot to take stock.
Sister, this is embarrassing.
What is, Reverend Mother?
I'm going to be sick.
Oh, that's all right.
Oh, it's coming up.
Now, there, get it all up. There's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I can't keep going. My feet are destroyed. I feel faint.
Of course. Grace, we need to stop. Oh, she's ignoring me. Let's get you over to these trees for a little shelter.
Oh, that's where the deer came from. Oh, I don't want to.
Whatever did that is long gone. We can't leave you out here exposed. Come on, let me help you.
Thank you. You've such a kind heart.
Now, sit here. Look, the trees are a perfect cover. You can get dry and then we'll make a plan of action.
Where are you going?
I'm getting Sister Grace.
I'll be right back.
No, no, don't leave me.
I'll be right back. Sister! Sister!
Why?
It's the Reverend Mother. She isn't well. I don't know if she'll get back down the mountain. One of us needs to wait with her and the other one go for help.
I'm not waiting with her.
Then I will.
Right then. Where is she?
She's down at the trees there.
Oh no!
What?
She's gone!
In the name of all that's good.
Will you?
How can she have moved if she was so unwell?
Perhaps she went further into the forest to get dry.
Or perhaps it was the dog that got the deer. Or the people, as you said.
God, don't say such things.
I don't want to go after her.
You are being very unpleasant. You were so nice earlier.
Before you brought us all in this wild goose chase for a shrine.
I didn't bring anyone. You came of your own free will. Now I can think without that rain beating down on my head.
We should have done this earlier.
Reverend Mother! I left her just down there. Come on. Reverend Mother! Ah, she's gone. We need to go further in.
No, we don't.
Why not?
Listen. I didn't say because I didn't want to spook you. That deer earlier was still warm. As if... Oh, fine. As if it wasn't long dead. So that means whatever or whoever killed it might still have been nearby.
That was about an hour ago, though.
Exactly. So whatever did it...
might have been tracking us. Oh, I feel weak. Reverend Mother!
Stop it. Don't point out where we are.
You're terrifying me.
Just listen. Listen for something moving.
Please, God, let us get out of this.
Shh.
We can't just stand here like this. It's serving no purpose.
Clodagh, I don't know what to do.
Oh, come here. Give me a hug. Settle down. It's going to be all right.
What if it was a feral dog? Or some lunatic? How could she just disappear? I'm so frightened.
Oh, I am too.
But James will send help if we aren't back by 9. Let's go look for her and get it done.
I don't know if I can go further in there.
Do you want to go back out there?
We can't go back in the open. We're easy targets.
What if you climb a tree?
What?
If there is an animal, like a wild dog, it won't be able to reach you.
No. I can't leave you to look by yourself.
Okay. Now look at me. Look at my face. I'm smiling, so you know I mean it when I say I don't mind. I would like you to come with me. Because I'm absolutely terrified, but if you can't, that's all right. If you can't, I'm going to help you climb up this tree. Would you like to come with me or stay here?
I'd like to stay.
Well, okay. Let's get you up this tree then.
My feet, they're so painful. You're covered in blood.
Oh, hold on. Do you have water left?
Yes.
Give it to me. I'll only use a little. I think I ripped off a little too much of my t-shirt there. You can see my six-pack. Now hang your feet down and let's get some of that dirt off.
You're like Mary Magdalene.
See? Look at that. It's not so bad. Just a few cuts. Nothing a plaster or two and a nice cup of tea won't fix when we get home.
We will get home, won't we?
Yes, sister. I will be back. Look at me. I will be back and I'll have the Reverend Mother with me.
God bless you.
And you. Try to be quiet. Oof.
Oh, dear God! Reverend Mother!
Clodagh. Oh, thank the Lord.
What happened to you?
It got at me.
What did?
As soon as you turned away, it pulled at me, dragging me in. It was waiting all the time.
Oh, no. Oh, you're back. Oh, it's all torn up.
And my legs. And my arms.
Oh, let me take a look.
Oh, be careful, be careful. I'm so thirsty.
Oh, I've Grace has the water.
Everywhere is burning. Oh, I feel like I'm on fire.
Was it a dog? Was it a dog after all? It savaged you.
It's an animal. But it's not like an animal.
I don't understand. Was it... I can't believe I'm saying this. Was it trying to... eat you?
No, no, no. All of this is from it dragging me here.
Into the forest?
No. To the shrine. Look behind you.
The shrine... It's from a nightmare.
I don't know what blood was here already and what's mine.
Is that... Oh, God. That's flesh. There's pieces of animals all around it.
And candles and relics. They're offerings.
To what? From who?
From a lot of people. Over what looks like a very long time.
This is blasphemy.
There's nothing of God here, Clodagh. Do you see the statue? Under all the moss, a figure in the pose of Christ on the cross, mocking his pain.
The figure. It's not human.
That is what brought me here.
Don't say that. It's impossible.
The line between the possible and the impossible disappeared when I was dragged through the trees.
It has hooves.
And the rest. It's coming back. Get me out of here. Get me out of here.
Can you stand? Can you stand up? Put your arm around my neck.
Carry me. Oh, carry me.
Help me. I can't pick you up. Oh, God. It's real.
Oh, God, quick. Clodagh.
Find her?
Get down. Get down now.
Oh, no. What's wrong?
Get down.
Nothing came? No dogs? Nothing?
It's not a dog.
What is it?
Listen to me. Listen. If we're going to get out of this, you have to do what I tell you.
Oh, Jesus, please help me. Oh, my God, I'm heartily sorry.
Shh. Shut up. Shush.
I never wanted to be a nun.
Well, you are. You are a nun in a forest with another nun, and we have to make sure two nuns make it back down alive. We're going back out in the mountain.
We'll be seen.
That doesn't matter. It can't come out of the trees. It stays in the trees.
What stays in the trees?
It's coming.
That means it won't see us either.
It'll see us against the moon.
Then sit down. Sit down.
Listen. Listen. Breathe. It doesn't matter if it can see us or not. It can't come out of the trees. We're safe. Even if it takes us hours to get down the mountain, which it will in this dark, we are safe.
What is it? Tell me what it is.
You're better off not knowing. I won't tell you now. I won't tell you until we're back down in the Abbey.
That's worse. Imagining what it could be is worse than anything it could actually be.
No, it's not.
Is she dead?
I'll tell you when we're back down too.
She's dead. And we're going to die too. I have to clear my conscience.
I have to be forgiven.
For what? What are you doing?
I'm getting the quarter out of my bag. Whoever is listening, I want to apologise. I am humbly sorry for all of my sins.
Stop it now, Grace.
No. I knew what I was doing. In the back of my head, I knew it was wrong. Not even in the back of my head. In the front of my head.
You knew what was wrong?
These documentaries.
The documentary this was supposed to be, listeners. Well, maybe you'll find the tapes. And you'll hear it was my idea. All my idea.
Blessed Virgin, pray for us.
I thought of nothing else while I was up in that damn tree. I was hiding in a tree, listeners. I thought of nothing else except that I needed to confess.
Listeners, Teresa has had a very bad accident.
She hasn't. Let's be truthful. She's dead. Sister Clodagh, this confession is for you. And these fine people also get to enjoy it. Clodagh, I told you earlier, this parish wasn't the first time I've interviewed the nuns. There are many, many Father Michaels around the country. I've done this many times. This damage control.
You know of more priests like that?
Come on, it's an open secret. What I don't get is why it's all suddenly in the news now. I don't know why all you listeners are interested now.
Is this a confession? Because it's starting to sound a little accusatory.
Why are they talking about it now? It's been happening for years.
Give me that. Because people were afraid of the church before. Afraid of it. Isn't that awful? You shouldn't be afraid of the church. You're supposed to find comfort in it.
All right. Stop shrieking. I know that.
Are you dismissing me? Now? You aren't sorry at all.
Give me the recorder back.
No. You aren't saying this for them. You're saying it for yourself. It's all for yourselves. The Reverend Mother. She knew what people were accusing Father Michael of. She knew. And she still agreed to move him to our parish. And he did it again. And then she wanted to just move him on again.
I'm not the same as her.
And he died without ever facing justice. I hope he died roaring. I asked her if she spoke to the guards about him to tell them what she knew. And she looked at me like I'd asked her if she ate shite.
Clodagh, Clodagh, relax.
Well, I knew too. Oh, not that. Dear Jesus, I didn't know that until it was too late, until he was dead. I knew what you were at with your radio shows, pretending we were all so lovely, confusing the listeners, making them question themselves to shut them up. We were meant to give consolation, to give solace. That's what a church is meant to be. But you don't think of them as part of the church. That's how disconnected you are. But what is a church without its faithful? It's you, it's her, and Father Michael.
Clodagh, get down. Clodagh, it'll see you.
But I have to stand in order to do this. I wrote to you because I knew what you were doing is wrong and I can't have it continue. What she was doing is wrong and I can't
have it continue.
Dear Jesus, this pain is unbearable.
Do you want to see the shrine, Sister Grace, that we made a pilgrimage all the way to see?
Get help. Get help now.
I said, do you want to see the shrine, Sister Grace?
I'll never make it to the top of the mountain like this. You mad woman!
The shrine was never at the top of the mountain. It was in that forest all along.
What are you talking about?
We're not lost. This is exactly where we were meant to go. You see, the God I believed in and prayed to all these years failed to keep his servants in check, failed to look after his devotees. Where are you crawling to?
Keep away from me. I'll make my own way down.
I needed to keep people safe from all of you. So I looked for another God. An equally old God who would strike down the wicked if you did what it asked. Another god that people have been praying to for centuries. I saw the photos of the shrine taken 70 years ago.
If you think you can drag me into that forest, you'll have the fight of your life ahead of you.
I don't need to. It can come out. I just pretended. Here's a god that you can rely on if you just make pilgrimage.
What?
It looks almost like a person, doesn't it? One with a goat's head. I'm off now, sister.
No. No, you can't.
I'll take your recorder. I'm not done.
Don't leave me. Don't leave me here with that.
Don't be scared, sister. You're with God.
Up the Airy Mountain was written and directed by Peter Dunn. It was edited and produced by Liam Geraghty. It starred Deborah Wiseman, Margaret McAuliffe, and Deirdre Monaghan. You can keep updated with all things Petrified on Twitter and Instagram at petrified_pod. Petrified is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.